You're listening to Saxophone Memory on the CITR 101.9 FM. Today's ska / reggae episode, inspired by the 100 Gex concert, I guess. Not actually, but they do seem to have a little bit of a ska influence on some of their tracks. The concert was cool. The lead white boy with the dreadlocks and the tie-dye shirt was looking fresh. And yeah, I didn't put any of their songs on the list for tonight. But if you wanted, you could listen, you could search them up, listen to them. Anyways, listening to J Dilla right now. Last Donut of the Night, just a little preview of what we heard last time. But I found this album called King Sax. And I should have played this afternoon on Saxophone à la Primitive. But you're going to hear it tonight, Saxophone Nui, Lan Nui. It's called King Sax, and this is a record put out by Roland Alfonso. I couldn't find this on Apple Music, so I've got it up on YouTube. It was published, it was released through Studio One in 1975. So yeah, 1975, great year. I'm trying to think of what else came out in 1975. Not that I was there, but as we know, late 60s to the 70s, like the 80s, was pretty cool in terms of saxophone music. Anthony Braxton, for example, was popping off. Who else? For sure, Ornette Coleman was popping off. Albert Ayler was especially popping off. Might play some Albert Ayler. But for now, enjoy King Sax. We're about a minute and 29 seconds in to the first track, I believe, which might be called Tenor Man Trip. Oh, actually, my bad. We're actually on track number 4 from this album, called King Sax. Okay. Next is Mac the Knife, or we could go back a track to Mr. Fashion. That sounds dope. I don't know. Oh, there's also Tokyo's theme. Let's try that. Found it here, but Grammarly ad. Gonna click away from that. But enjoy Tokyo's theme from Roland Alfonso's album King Sax. Like New Jack Swing, or if it's reggaeton, or if it's rock steady, maybe. But I know, like, the other stuff on this is pretty moody, like Tenor Man Trip, the first track was pretty good. This is the second track, Up Fully. on the album King Sex by Roland Alfonso. With our playlist for the night. As much as I like King Sex, I also really like this album called The Birth of Trojan. This is on the track. I mean, this is on the album. And this is Roland Alfonso on the saxophone, tenor sax. And then this track is Roland Alfonso and the Supersonics. But this is a cool album. It has various artists featured on it. It came out in 2002, but I'm pretty sure it's a compilation. And it's called The Birth of Trojan. And I found this album because I was listening to Phyllis Dillon. She's on there. The Jamaicans, Tommy McCook, Freddie McKay. Yeah. Some cool artists on this album, but yeah, it's listed under reggae as a genre. We've got the first track is called Judge Sympathy. Right now we're listening to Never To Be Mine, also Mio. After that is called Folk Song, and then some cute stuff. But there seems to be a theme of the law, judgment, the law, and what else? Chilling. Yeah, mainly the law is a common theme in a lot of these albums. But, oh yeah, I was gonna say, also like, Nuclear Weapon is one of the songs. So they should make a new Fallout game, but it should be maybe like, take place where... I guess like Jamaica or something, and all of these songs should be on the soundtrack. Kind of like how Fallout New Vegas does the like classic country thing. Maybe ska is like, or reggae is like the classic country of reggaeton and reggaeton. What would you call Bad Bunny? Is that... Anyways. I wish Abina was here. But yeah. That was Roland Alfonso again. And... got Liam Bailey up next. I like this song, so...
It's been a long time since I've seen that lonely plane. Ooh, yeah.
reflections every day. Oh, oh. I like to love myself too.
What came out in 1975 was, one, Roland Alfonso's album King Sex, which we listened to a little bit a second ago. This is it. It's a little bit of a Tenor Man trip. But what else came out in 1975? Well, I'll tell you. Albert Ayler's album, Prophecy. And now, Albert Ayler's discography is crazy. In the 60s, he was releasing stuff like Spiritual Unity, Love Cry, which has probably the best saxophone solo I've ever heard. It's like all altissimo for like 5 minutes apart in there. He also came out with Newgrass, he came out with Ghosts and Spirits Rejoice. And then right on the cusp of 1970, he came out with Music is the Healing Force of the Universe. This is a crazy album if you want to hear some free jazz bagpipes. And then in the 70s, we've got the last album in 1971, and in 1975, Prophecy. So I guess let's play a little clip of, this is Prophecy Live, by Albert Ayler. But this is from 2015. Let's see if I can find the 1975 recording. People, this is from Albert Ayler's album Prophecy. This is Spirits, but I kind of want to listen to Wizard, so I'm going to play the second track. Fun fact about Wizards, or I guess just weird fact, at the 100 Gex concert, there was a lot of wizardry. They had wizard costumes at one point during the performance. And the only thing on the stage was a trash can and the laptop. And then 100 gex. But yeah, they dressed up as a wizard at one point. You could check it out on my Instagram, NullFM Radio account. But yeah, they dressed up as wizards at one point. And then, yeah, outside there was a guy dressed up literally as, like, Gandalf. It was a very realistic costume. Like, it wasn't, like, someone just put on, like, a robe and a wizard hat. It was, like, the material looked like Gandalf's actual costume from Lord of the Rings. I was like, but this is wizard. So yeah, this is wizard, a little bit unsettling. Yeah. Prophecy. Track 2, Wizard, by Albert Amy. But yeah, let's go back to King Sax. Saxophone Lundry on the CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And this is a nuclear weapon. We've still got Roland Alfonso on the sax, and it's also with the Baba Brooks Band. And I like the little nuclear weapon sound effect. Kind of like in Liam Bailey's Cold and Clear, it's got like cool futuristic war sounds. Kind of grim, but yeah, I don't know, it's just giving post-apocalyptic Fallout vibes. I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know, it's not funny, but yeah, I don't know. There's also, like, apparently he used to be a comedian, Roland Alfonso, I think. Let me fact check this. He was born in Jamaica. He's Jamaican, but he was born in Cuba. I'm pretty sure his dad is Cuban. And he died in Los Angeles. and let's see. Oh, he worked with stage comedians Bim and Bam. And he was a session musician. So yeah, he worked with stage comedians on variety shows before, I guess this is before the 50s and 60s. And then yeah, he became the founding member of the Scatolites, who are probably like the most influential group to the genre. Okay, he also played jazz in New York. But yeah, that's Roland Alfonso on Grove Music Online. You can find him online. But another interesting thing, and this is by the Baba Brooks Band as well. So we just listened to Nuclear Weapon, and now we got Watermelon Man by the Baba Brooks Orchestra. And this is from a Treasure Isle release. It's called Treasure Isle Presents. And I don't know if you were in a jazz band in high school, I feel like this kind of popped off Watermelon Man. Not for this version, and also not for Herbie Hancock's version from Taking Off, but from Herbie Hancock's album Headhunters, probably the best version of Watermelon Man. So stay tuned. Okay, so the founder of the Baba Brooks Orchestra, Oswald Baba Brooks, he's a trumpet player, and okay, recorded during the Jamaican ska era for Prince Buster, who is on this playlist we will listen later. He's got a crazy discography too. But here we go with my vote for the best version of Watermelon Man, Herbie Hancock. I might just also say, the bass in this is what makes it dope. But also the saxophonist. So yeah, this album's cool. I like Herbie Hancock. Chameleon is also on this album, which is dope. I remember, I think I played that in like high school jazz band. My band teachers were a huge fan of Chameleon. But yeah, this album came out in 1973, just before Albert Ayler's Prophecy. I didn't mean to ram that, but that's a good one. His other recording of this from the album Taking Off. If you don't know this, on the piano, don't even talk to me. Just kidding. I just feel like a lot of... That was mean. I'm not trying to be mean. I just mean like, if you know, it's pretty impressive. You could play this on the piano. Yeah, this is fun jazz standard to play. But yeah, you're listening to Saxophone La Nuit. It's 11:35 p.m. And we're on version 3 of Watermelon Man from Herbie Hancock's album Taken Off, the expanded edition. Here's the next track, though.
You know what I mean? Know what I see?
You're listening to Saxophone La Nuit on the CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And we are halfway through our ska feature, reggae feature episode. But we're going to take a quick ad break. And then we'll be back with more of Mr. Fashion, or Roland Alfonso's album, King Sax, which you're hearing right now.
Hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations, and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is, native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on, or may be visiting. Thank you.
MRG Live presents Men I Trust, live at the Orpheum on May 3rd. Don't miss the Montreal Dream Pop Band as they bring their untourable album to Vancouver's most beautiful venue. Men I Trust, live at the Orpheum on May 3rd. Limited tickets remaining.
You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
Here comes Roland.
Get back on the saxophone. We on the CITR 101.9 FM. This is 1,000 Tons of Megaton by Roland Alfonso.
Thank you. and then dig you tomorrow. Dig for daddy.
Jehovah's Throne 2001 remaster playing right now by Culture from the album International Herb. The next producer album tune track that's up next is super dope, so stay tuned, and it's up next.
Round job, yes, one and all, Abari, gonna be rally round job, yes, do not follow wicked to be united, rally round job, yes,
The Baddest by Prince Buster from the album The Outlaw. Buster's album, The Outlaw. and this one is The Baddest. And yeah, other tracks on this album are Al Capone, Cincinnati Kid, The Sermon, and yeah. The discography for this album, the sleeve says on the back, "Why Prince Buster has gained worldwide fame and remains king of blue beats need not..." I've never heard that before, blue beat. "Need not be repeated here, because this reggae-packed album brings the Prince and his workshop into your home, into your very lives. The most telling emotion ever." Alright, so that's on the back of the CD. On the front of the CD, we got a Western landscape and three horses, and then a lady in a sombrero, and bright pink underwear, and some thigh highs, and some leather black boots. So, yeah, The Baddest, I guess. But this is, Prince Buster is cool. I used to have a cat named Buster. Buster and Finn. Rest in peace. But, oh no, I don't have any more Prince Buster on the album. But if you listen to Saxophone Alla Primiti today, I played a bunch of Prince Buster's stuff. Which was an interesting time. But this next song is Divine Light by St. Francis Hotel and Liam Bailey from the album Enfant Terrible. Yeah, and then next up we've got like a little dance break with FKA Twigs, Bad Bunny, and Maluma.
Life has soon sent me crazy. I'm gonna lose control. Who'll pay for my lies? Who'll save my soul? I'm a lover and a fighter. They should give me more time. I keep my enemies close, and I'm quick to draw the line. You know the Duke, another life, another brother with his face down. Cut with no info, don't know, dealing with the dopey eye. I'm hearing sirens in the night. I think they're worried about the bass lines. Kicking up and kicking my heart. And we give love, we need love, we want love. With a little truth inside. Give me more truth in life. A divine light, a divine light. My culture would love. We need more truth in life.
You're listening to Saxophone Lundry on the CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And we've got some Liam Bailey, we've got Prince Buster, we've got Herbie Hancock, we've got the Baba Brooks Band or Orchestra, but most of all, we've got Roland Alfonso on the sax. Right now, you're listening to King Sax from the album King Sax by Roland Alfonso. But I wanted to play this other tune by Roland Alfonso again. It's been a long Roland Alfonso journey so far into the show. But I promise there's other artists coming up. But this is the last Roland Alfonso tune. It's called Nimblefoot Ska, featuring Don Drummond. And they work together a lot. And I'm pretty sure they both founded the Skatalites, if I'm correct. Mm-hmm. So him and actually Ernest Ranglin founded the Skatalites. But this is Roland Alfonso featuring Don Drummond. But let's get into the fun part of the night. I tried to queue up some dance music of the era, not of the era, but like newer dance music of the influence. So one of my faves, FKA Twigs.
This is like the perfect music to think.
Yeah. It's like an elevator music, but you're going to the 50th floor.
Made me realise I have no thoughts though.
Let me tell you something, yeah. Yeah, that can wine.
Alright, you're listening to Saxophone Lemmy on the CITR 101.9 FM. This is Poppy Bones featuring Shy Girl by FKA Twigs.
FKA Twigs, Shy Girl, play this song. Sing this song, yeah.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, that can wine, but girl that can dance. And I'm just meaning like, she just lets herself be free and is so expressive and just don't give a fuck. Oh, there's nothing more sexier than that.
True safe, I've never realized that the Capri Sun energy, yeah. Where's the grind up on in your area? Let's start it again. Boom, boom, tackers when you can't find the ones up. But everybody wants to send out for my love. Sticky sweet, I'm gonna be like a killer. A killer, a killer.
On my body.
You can hold it.
Never stop. I am in nobody.
Who control it?
Not enough, just a little more.
Cause you're
eyes wide shut, looking rock till the morning. Happy got in it, check it, pacify. Tell me when, tell me where, I can reach your body fine.
Capri Sun energy. Capri Sun energy.
Let's start it again. Oh, you're so damn fine, we bump. trago.
Ella lleva un tiempo sola, pero en las redes no sube nada. Ah, ah, no ponemos a guiñar. Ah, ah, hoy quiere fluir, cansa de pensar. Ay, enrola y va a quemar. Ay, hoy se quiere soltar, no quiere amarrarse, solo quiere.
Ey, Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias, hoy tengo a una, mañana a otra, ey, pero no hay boda. Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias, hoy tengo a una, mañana a otra, me las voy a llevar a la toa con VIP.
So what are our thoughts on Bad Bunny? He just performed at the Coachella. And yeah, I think he has good fashion. I think he has cool braids. Yeah, I don't like the Kendall Jenner shit though. I don't know why I don't like it, but I don't like it. I don't know, he just seems so wholesome. not actually. I don't know. Kendall Jenner seems cool. I mean, she came out with that tequila, so she obviously likes to party. But yeah, I don't know. We're listening to Bad Bunny now. But I'm going to mix this into Maluma. Tonika featuring Ziggy Marley from his album number 7 DJ, 7 Diaz in Jamaica. So stay tuned for the mix.
Muchacho, ¿y para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar a la toa pa' un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, ey. Que sonríen las que ya les metí en un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, que sonríen las que ya se olvidaron de mí.
Oye, muchacho, el diablo azaroso. Suéltese más vivir que tú tienes en la calle. Búscate una mujer seria para ti. Eso el diablo.
Salió del colegio y se puso tacones. Llamó a un par de amigas pa' salir de roce. Su mae le dice que llegue antes de las 12. Podrá ser la mamá, pero no la conoce. Voy llegando yo a la discoteca. Al VIP llegará esta muñeca. Cara de santa, seguro que peca. Ah, ah, ah. Y suena la música. Sentimos la química. Un trago con tónica y se le quita lo tímida. Y suena la música. Sentimos la química. Un trago con tónica y se le quita lo tímida. Me dice algo como, oh ya yeah, ya, yeah. Oh na na oh, oh ya yeah, ya, yeah. Oh na na oh, oh ya yeah, ya, yeah. Oh na na oh.
Is less sweeter than ever organic way she grows. More precious than gold, diamonds and pearls. Yeah. Now when you walk with the beat and talk with the melody so sweet, see anything is possible where the night leads.
Y suena la música, sentimos la química. Un trago con tónica y se le quita lo tímida. Y suena la música, sentimos la química. Un trago con tónica y se le quita lo tímida. Me dice algo como, oh yeah, yeah. Oh, na, na,
ah, Maluma. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is Tonika, oh, yeah, yeah. Featuring Ziggy Marley, oh, yeah, yeah. By Maluma. But I just wanted to say, you're listening to Saxophone La Nuit on CITR. And this next song, again, I'm going to play some more Roland Alfonso because I'm obsessed. This is Latino Ska coming up. Listen to Roland Alfonso, among many other artists, and Roland Alfonso is a saxophonist. He played on albums like The Birth of Trojan. He played on albums like The Scatolites, The Best of the Scatolites. So he played Nuclear Weapon with the Bob Brooks Band. He played on his own EP called Roland Alfonso. And most of all, he came out with this album called King Sax in 1975. And if you want to chill to some saxophone in the afternoon or saxophone at night, and you just want a more like chill reggae vibe, then King Sax is the album for you. So I would highly recommend, I guess, searching it up on YouTube. I can find it on Apple Music, so I know it's on YouTube for sure. But where else it might be, that is for you to see. But yeah, Roland Alfonso, y'all. This is Roland Alfonso and the Aggravators. Of the Night by Roland Alfonso and the Aggravators. It's from the same album that we're just listening to. And it's the end of the night. But it is also the beginning of the next day because it is 12:09. So good morning, I guess, to April 19th. But yeah, didn't get to everything on the playlist today, but we had Don't Stay Away by Phyllis Dillon, single from Treasure Isle. We also had 007 Shantytown live from Prince Buster. But if you listen to Saxophone à la Permidi, then you would have heard some cool Prince Buster tracks, particularly Ghost Dance and the Judge Dredd Dance. And yeah, I was gonna play some other songs just to get that representation, you know, because we've got our white folks who also make ska music, such as 100 Gex, No Doubt, and Sublime. So it's a shout out to those bands. Yep. And yeah, I guess we can play a little, we can go on a little journey together of more ska that came out more recently than Roland Alfonso's stuff. This is April 29th, 1992, in brackets Miami, by Sublime.
Junior Market, the address is 1934 East Anaheim. All the windows are busted out, and it's like a free-for-all here, and the owner should be able to come down here and see if he can secure his business.
You know what, I might just mix the next three. So coming up, we've also got Stupid Horse and Ache. Stupid Horse by 100 Gex and Ache by No Doubt, before they got popular, I guess. But yeah, fun fact about No Doubt, I guess, is that I was on Apple Music. I'm an Apple Music user. And I was looking at some of No Doubt's earlier stuff, and on their album Tragic Kingdom, which came out in 1995, labeled pop, there's a little description that comes along with this album that says, "Ska grooves make it to the mainstream thanks to big hits and Gwen's star power." So thanks, Gwen. This is Ache by No Doubt.
Woke up this morning and felt not too cool.
So another honorable mention there. And then, you know, we've also got, I'm going to just go to the next track. We've also got Stupid Horse by 100 Gex, which you might have heard if you went to the concert recently in Vancouver. And again, yeah, it was, it was an experience. It was loud, as it should be. But yeah, there's a lot of people dressed as like wizards and shit, so that was sick. But I don't know, I actually jammed to this song for a while in my life.
Lots of money in my bank account, oh no. Stupid horse, I just fell out of the porch. Lots of money in my bank account.
I guess I had like a question, I guess. What happened to reggae and ska in like New York and in the UK? What happened? I just want to know, because it seemed like there was like a punk rock ska revolution. I don't know. You can also check out playlists on Apple Music. And I saw that there was ska classic essentials. You can find the Skatalites. You can find Roland Alfonso on classic ska essentials on Apple Music playlist. And yeah, other stuff. And then there's also a playlist called ska punk essentials. And it's an interesting playlist. But yeah. Thanks for tuning in to Saxophone La Nuit.
Young man went out and made a name for himself. He's been on every record-breaking show in the Regal Theater in the last 2 years. Ladies and gentlemen, stop. Ladies and gentlemen.